Rick called me, Spielman, informed me I had made it, so it's pretty cool. Yeah.
Especially nice getting it right away, not the past couple years.
With the injury, right. Yeah, it's cool. A great honor, and happy to represent the team, the franchise.
Just what kind of perception do you expect on Saturday going in?
I mean, hostile environment. It's going to be cold. Should be fun. Before I get out there and play some football.
Do you think there will be any ramifications or anybody on their team a little kind of fired up to see you?
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure. They'll all be fired up. So will we.
Do you hear the crowd and stuff like that? If they're going to be, because I'm sure you're going to be kind of a target.
Yeah.
Good humor, hopefully.
Doubtful. but yeah, I mean, I don't think it'll be too much of a factor. You know, I'm pretty good at tuning that stuff out.
Anthony, what's it been like the last 7 or 8 weeks? You've seen that stuff on social media.
It's what it is. You know, what you gonna do?
How do you respond to it when you see it?
Have fun with it. You know, like I said. I can't control that. I got to go about my business. Same way I've been doing for the last, week 16. So, same old story.
Have any players reached out to you from the Packers to be like, hey, we're over this, we're moved on, like it's just kind of a fan thing now?
Nope.
You played enough games at Lambeau. Do you enjoy that atmosphere, just the pure football?
Yeah, they got one of the most historic stadiums, one of the coolest venues to play at. Field can be tricky sometimes, you know, depending on the weather, but it's always a good time.
Pacquiao said this week that, you know, they haven't talked about doing anything dirty or anything like that, but definitely playing to the whistle and knowing that you're a guy out there. I mean, do you have to pay extra attention in this game particularly?
I don't know. I mean, I think you're supposed to play the whistle regardless of being right who you're playing, so I don't know. I'm going to go play my game.
You know, the hit was legal and everything. In that sense, it wasn't a dirty hit. What, are you just surprised at how angry people got in that light?
No, not really. Yeah. It's Aaron Rodgers, man. It's one of the faces of the NFL. It's going to happen. Yeah.
They've had a down year. I mean, do you guys look at this as an opportunity to go into one of your rivals' houses and kind of really make sure that they stay down?
I don't know, man. We have a, you know, we're playing for seeding, and we're trying to, you know, we got big things to play for, you know, right now. So, division games are always important. Road games are always important. But, you know, our focus is winning the game. It didn't matter who the opponent was. But we're going to go in there and try to play to win.
Hey, Anthony, what do you remember about last year when the plane, like, slid off the runway? How crazy that was? You guys were, like, on board for, like, 5-6 hours. What do you kind of remember about that experience?
I mean, I didn't really know we were off the runway until we were off the runway. And I guess there was no, like, police or fire. A unit to come. I don't know if they were too far. I don't know what the situation was. I remember being on that plane hungry, tired, super irritable, and cold. So it was a tough day, yeah.
How much different are they without Rodgers?
They're pretty different, you know. I think Brett's done a great job given the circumstances. And he's made some big plays for them, helped them with some big-time games. So expecting his best and he's a gamer. He's a baller. I know from experience playing with the guy. He's a winner and just a good dude.
You guys stay in touch at all from your time together
at UCLA? Off season, we'll see him at UCLA. We train together sometimes. I know his family pretty well, so they're good people.
Last game you played against him, you were able to pick him off 3 times. Has he improved exponentially since the last game that you guys played him, wherever he came in cold?
Yeah, I think he's more comfortable. You know, I think obviously he knows that he's the guy now, so he's playing with a little more confidence, a little more leadership, and using his legs a lot. You know, his legs are a big-time asset for him, and he's been successful using them.
Do you expect a lot to change now that Devontae Adams is ruled out for Saturday?
Didn't even know that. I don't know. I think we'll be the same. You know, we're going to go out and play aggressively, try to get off the field on third down, and try to stop the run. So I don't really think it changes what we do too much.
Anthony,
with Jordy Nelson this year. I don't think he has a game over 35 yards since he played you guys. It's been surprising to see a receiver like that kind of kept in check all the season.
I didn't know that either. He's one of their better players, I think, from historically. You know, he's been a tough matchup for us. And last year when we played them, I think he had a crazy game, you know, so he'll definitely have our attention this week.
Good.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah.